Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News Talk 830 WCCO. The time is 12:07. It is a Wednesday. Chad's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. And we've got some news to talk about, folks. Big things going on with the election results this morning, this afternoon. Just learning that Jacob Fry will become the mayor of Minneapolis for his third term, which I do not find that surprising. I think the most surprising story, and I think the thing that not very many people saw coming, is what happened across the river and Kalee Herr beating Melvin Carter. When you talk about, and maybe as the media, we didn't do a good job. Maybe at Channel 5 we didn't do a good job. Maybe at some of the other stations we didn't do a job. I didn't see this coming at all. Herr was third in the fundraising. See, Mayor Carter had $1.1 million. The second candidate, Yan Chen, $156,000. Kalee Herr, $78,000. So in the big grand scheme of things, Melvin Carter blew her out of the water. So how did he lose? Is it this ranked choice voting thing that I refuse to wrap my head around?
You refuse or simply cannot? There's a difference.
I can wrap my head around it. I feel like it's all minutia at this point. We now know who won the big races. I think we could spend 3 hours really dissecting ranked choice voting, but mm-hmm. I think that would be terrible at radio.
Would not be a lot of fun.
I don't. I mean, I think we get, you know, Stephen Scheer on here from just really like dig into, but I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that.
It's a good plan.
I don't want to do that today. But I want to be really focused on this St. Paul race because, again, I think this was just, to me, came out of nowhere. Specifically want to talk about how when the smoke had cleared and last night after everyone pretty much gone to bed, they both made their concession speeches. And I want to talk about the tone of their speeches and dig into that a little bit more. Can we listen to what Herr had to say, Dick?
We sure can. Yeah, we got a little clip here.
All right.
I also need to acknowledge the folks who aren't with us here tonight, those who I miss deeply. Mark and Melissa Horman. I got into this race because after their assassination over the summer, it was Melissa's words that echoed in my head and continued to just wrap itself around my heart that these seats do not belong to us and that we need to go out and earn the right to represent people. Tonight, we proved her words to be true.
She clearly was feeling so much emotion in that moment, and I had a chance to go through and watch a little beyond some of the sound bites this morning. Mm-hmm. And I have never, and maybe I wasn't paying attention well enough, but I've been in the news biz for a long time, kid, like 30 years or something. I've never seen somebody so gracious walking through a room of supporters. Like, she was stopping and giving these big, warm, long embraces with the people who were in the room, her supporters. And that even jumped out to me as just being someone who was just feeling extremely grateful to be there. Maybe that's because she didn't think she was going to win. Maybe that was what some of the emotion was.
It's probably got to be at least a little bit of a measure of surprise, right? I mean, you have all the confidence in the world. That's why you enter these races, because you believe you can win. You believe you are going to win.
Right.
But she was very aware of the numbers you put out there as far as the
fundraising.
Massive fundraising gap. And I'm sure she was very aware of what polling numbers looked like, and it certainly seemed like Mayor Carter was going to win another term, and lo and behold,
yeah,
there she is.
I just have not seen that kind of reaction. And then what to me is maybe even more remarkable than that was how Melvin Carter reacted. And we have
the progress we've made in this city. In truth, has never been because of me. It's always been because of you. It's always been because of us. And it's always been because of just the incredible spirit, the strength, the innovation, the creativity that this city possesses in droves in every single corner. None of that changes tonight. And so I am going to ask all of you, in just the same way that you've held me up, in just the way that you've supported me, in just the way that you stepped in to be a part of this journey that we've taken over the past 8 years, to do that exact same thing for Representative Herr as she takes this baton and charges forward with it on behalf of us.
I mean, what? Who's this guy? When's the last time you heard a politician give that kind of a speech in a loss? Again, I think that is remarkable. Gracious, smiling, always upbeat. And I'm sure he's not always upbeat, but he certainly portrays himself as that. Had raised $1.1 million. I don't think they could have seen this coming. I don't know how they would have. And for him to act that way, wow.
Does it make a difference that it's coming from two people on the same side of the ideological aisle?
I think that has something to do with it, sure. And I think that, you know, they're united in probably what core beliefs are. But still, just to be so gracious and kind and, wow, wouldn't it be crazy? What a wacky world it would be if... If all politicians were just that way.
Yeah. Boring.
Right.
Nobody, where's the fireworks? Come on.
Nobody wants that.
Light each other up. Let's go.
Right. Come on.
That's what we want here is America.
Give me a good soundbite. Come on, Melvin. What are you doing? Like
being cordial.
Say something controversial. Put something on Twitter. He was putting some like really sweet things on Twitter today too. Like people were responding to him or tweeting to him and somebody referred to him as Mayor Carter, and he goes, "You know what? I'll never get sick of hearing that," or "I sure like the sounds of that," or something like just sweet and nice. This guy was too sweet and nice.
It's not what we're used to at this point.
I mean, clearly. I mean, she was sweet and nice, though, too, so I can't.
Oh, she would have lost. She was coming out flamethrowing, from what I'm told.
And listen, you know, we want to get into the issues, and I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who you know, are living on the St. Paul side. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-651-461-9226.
Nailed
That's it. The number, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys over there in St. Paul, tell us, did Mayor Carter drop the ball? Were there things? Yes, he had the name recognition, but were there cases where he just clearly was inept at his job? I mean, is it obvious to those of you who live there why her was able to come in like this and again, make to me what just seemed like a remarkable upset. I mean, let us know, because I want to hear it. 651-461-9226. I think maybe he was just too boring of a guy. You've talked to him on occasions.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it on Minnesota Live before. He just shows up, doesn't have an entourage, sits down, has a great conversation. Nothing, wasn't worried about him saying anything wacky. I wasn't worried. He just seemed like a pretty happy, decent guy.
Yeah, there wasn't, like you said, the entourage wasn't there. There wasn't a ton of flash. There wasn't.
No.
You never really thought he was going to, you know, spout off, start flame throwing everybody, throwing people under the bus.
The more
did that hurt him?
The more I talk about this, I just feel like he was just too regular.
People got two terms of regular and said,
no,
I'm looking for something else.
Regular doesn't do it. This is, you know, it's 2025. A regular politician who just kind of like does his job and doesn't make a lot of waves and doesn't spout off and doesn't. I mean, here's a comment that just came in. Melvin Carter was a no-show, bidding his time as a mayor. He's waiting for a Democratic presidency to pull him in nationally. Melvin Carter is another one. Melvin Carter was pricing people out of St. Paul with his taxes policies. The idea of him waiting for a Democratic presidency, he definitely has that kind of a vibe to me. He's got nothing scandalous. Because of all this has turned into the let's heap praise on Melvin Carter hour here, the Chad Hartman show, but feels like a guy could leave when he's done with his time at mayor, he could roll right into XYZ and very easily just do it and be good and be charismatic and be nice and, you know, be that kind of a guy. Now your comments are coming in, and I knew this would happen. Like, I'm giving surface level stuff right now. You guys are living in St. Paul. Here you go. Here's where you're coming in on this. These are the issues that clearly he got beat on. Carter underestimated the people of West 7th Street in St. Paul. He stuck our neighborhood on Randolph and West 7th Street with stinking garbage trucks. Boy, that garbage thing was a huge thing.
It's true.
And people still. St. Paul property tax rates are a huge issue for low and middle income households. Downtown St. Paul is a dust bowl. Good riddance, Melvin. That's also true. Is that on the mayor to be able to re-energize a downtown? I mean, if that was the case, Jacob Fry wouldn't have been reelected. Because, as hard as they're trying with Winterapolis. I kind of went off on that the other day. But whatever that is. Like they're both in a world of hurt with that.
Yeah, obviously downtown Minneapolis a little bit more hopping than downtown St. Paul has been the last couple of years.
Right,
you can blame pandemic for obviously a great majority of it, but there's been at least some bit of a rebound here, and St. Paul hasn't seen it.
Yeah, no, it's very true. They definitely haven't. Good riddance, Melvin. WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. Mayor Carter's demeanor is the opposite of the Minneapolis flamethrowers. That's why after 40 years, I left Minneapolis and moved to Small Paul. I never heard it referred to that before, Small Paul.
All right, I guess it is.
I like that. A good friend in St. Paul ready to move away because of property taxes. Well, I don't know good luck finding a place in the state of Minnesota or anywhere where your property taxes aren't going up.
They'll be nice and low. Insurance rates will be low. You'll get a house for half the market value. They're around. They're out there.
You know where they are? South Dakota or North Dakota.
Yeah, right.
Or Iowa. No one wants to go there. Not here. He lost my vote when he decided to destroy Summit Avenue and the trees for a ridiculous bike path. That was another controversial thing.
It's true.
I don't know how. I can't say I don't know how much he was driving that. We feel like we had that story in the news about every single other day when different people were coming out and raising issues with it.
At some point, it doesn't matter who's driving.
No, it doesn't.
Buck stops somewhere, and it stops at the mayor's desk, right?
No, that's very true. Interesting comments that are coming in here, you guys. Loving them. WCCO talking text line. I would take a call. Somebody over there living in Small Paul, as the texter just referred to it as. That's not a knock either. I think that's a compliment there. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Anybody has anything to say about the Mayor Fry and Omar Fateh race coming down the way it did? I'd love to hear from you there, too. I know Adam and Jordana got into that quite a bit as we were going up to the top of the hour, and lots of you had feedback there. That one, again, doesn't surprise me. But Jacob Fry is not near as – I mean, he has been a bit of a controversial candidate at times. Not right now, not in this particular environment. I think he's kind of the mainstream guy now. We'd be having a whole different conversation if this was during George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot more going on there. So, all right, love what you guys have to say. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
1226 News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad's off today. Chris Aggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Much to talk about today with the local elections. Just learning at the top of the hour, Jacob Fry has been reelected for his third term. And we learned overnight that Melvin Carter did not win his third term. He was defeated by Kali Herr. Learn that name. Remember it, Kali Herr, because she pulled off a real big upset. And now it's the city of St. Paul, the saintly city, run by women. Oh, I bet some of that. I bet that drives some of you crazy out there.
The fellers.
I bet that really gets in your craw, doesn't it? Why not have a civilization run by women? Men don't seem to be doing a real great job with it for the most part. I mean, from where I sit. Getting some great comments here. Talking text line, 651-461-9226. We mentioned property taxes and property taxes being one of the reasons why Melvin Carter may have been voted out of office. But Dave and I were saying, tell me a place where you can go where your property taxes aren't going up. I think on Channel 5 for every day for about 4 months straight, we've done some kind of a story about property taxes going up or levies because of the school districts needing more money. And so I said flippantly, move to South Dakota or Iowa or North Dakota. There you may not see.
Why do you hate the Dakotas?
Well, I don't. It's actually a lovely place, South Dakota.
Not North specifically?
Nah, North is fine. I got no beef with North. There's no animosity there. This upset one of you. Your comments about South Dakota are very unwarranted and unfactual.
Yeah, Chris.
Sioux Falls properties are on the increase in price. Several other communities across South Dakota are holding their values are increasing. So that was not a very true statement on your behalf, FYI. Okay. Sioux Falls is a big booming city. I mean, big, relatively speaking, is a booming city. And I'm sure their property taxes are going up. But there's a lot of others out there. There's a lot of South Dakota right now that's not the way Sioux Falls is. I used to live there. I know this. You can buy a house there and your property taxes aren't going to cost what they do in St. Paul or Minneapolis.
I agree to disagree. I'm on the side of the texter. Sioux Falls.
I have a place in Northwest Wisconsin, not far from Hayward. The taxes on my place are $875 a year. $875 a year. Yeah, right. No, of course. Of course. It's not going to be as, it's going to be cheaper outside of the city. Gotcha.
Is that good?
What's that?
Is that good?
Yeah, right. And Dave and I were talking during the commercial break that because I'll never pay off my house and I'll just be paying off the mortgage and the interest and the taxes all in one convenient. I'll never have to write a check for property taxes. And probably many of you out there won't either, if the way the housing market is headed. But that's a depressing conversation.
Escrow is going to take care of it for
you. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Don't have to pay attention.
Don't forget about the sinkhole on West 7th. Where was the mayor to get it fixed? You know, the streets, potholes, West 7th, the sinkhole, that stuff, the garbage, that stuff does add up with people, and it does make them angry, and these are the kinds of things there at street level, and I appreciate you guys explaining that to me. I'm just stuck in the charisma of Melvin Carter, not in the weeds on it. So never pay off your house. Sounds like you don't do very well financially, not financially smart.
Wow.
Okay.
Where's your money?
I'd like to pay off my house.
Can we talk about the Eggert budget a little bit?
I've lived in my house for 5 years. I'm 52 years old. There's no way in God's green earth I'm going to pay off my house.
How much are you spending on dining out? And
it's happy hour. It's where I'm spending all my money.
That's it. We cut back on just 4 happy hours a month. If we cut back on just one a week, Chris.
Not going to do it.
Think of how much money more could go to your principal.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Tom Hauser with 5 Eyewitness News. We're going to connect with him next to break down these big election headlines. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.